Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Okay, listeners, guys, really, it's pop quiz time. When your wife told you she was pregnant, what was your first reaction? A, pure joy, B, financial panic, C, existential dread, or D, concern that the kid would cramp your social life? All right, another one. What's your child's favorite food? A, ice cream, B, pizza, C, bananas, D, pasta with olives, capers, and Parmesan cheese. Well, if you answered D, you could give yourself a point or two, but if you said to yourself, this is lame, well, then you can consider yourself an alternadad. What's that you say? Well, it marks the rise of hipster parenting. So have you brought your kid to your neighborhood bar? Have you tried to parent without the kids cramping your style or your social life? Have you cooed your kids to sleep with the songs of, I don't know, the Ramones? Have you read a bedtime story from the latest New Yorker? If so, give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. And joining us is the man behind Alternadaddiness, writer Neil Pollack and author of the book Alternadad, published by Pantheon. Neil, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So I named a few markers for an Alternadad in the pop quiz that you provided, but tell us more what defines an Alternadaddy.
Well, my book is... It's basically a story about two people trying to find their way in the world with a kid, just like anybody else. I mean, my wife and I are concerned about finding a decent place to live and getting health care that isn't terrible and getting our kid into a good school. But there's this sort of backdrop of hipster parenting culture where you've got parents dressing their kids in rock and roll onesies and, you know, making them mixtapes to go to bed and, you know, eating organic food. And the whole idea of alternative is a riff on the concept of alternative culture, which was marketed to my generation years ago as a sort of safe, apolitical, countercultural lifestyle. And the joke is that, you know, it was never that alternative to begin with, and, you know, these alternative people are actually quite conventional, but there's still this idea that, you know, that we are reinventing the parenting wheel by, you know, having a slightly askew, you know, cultural environment in which to raise our kids.
So, well, are you a dad?
Oh, yes, I am. I have a 4-year-old son.
And so
the book's a memoir about his, you know, first 3 years or so.
And are you trying to be like a real alternative dad, as opposed to a fake alternative dad?
I mean, I'm just trying to get through the day. You know, that's like every dad. You know, and I mean, in a sense.
So existential dread was really the right answer.
Existential dread is sort of a, you know, the first thing I had to deal with this morning was the fact, I don't know, that my son was upset that the TiVo hadn't recorded something that we told him it was going to record. That's a very modern problem. That's a very modern parenting problem. So, you know.
Daddy, you don't do anything right.
I can never, you can't win. I mean, am I an alternadad? I mean, and to some extent, I guess. I mean, I have a sort of an artsy profession, and I work at home, and, you know, I play rock and roll for my kid, and all that, you know. And but you know, also I'm just a regular dad at the same time. We go to the zoo. I have to deal with temper tantrums, and, you know, I have to draw a bath and make him dinner and all that. And I think one of the things that defines this generation, other than the quote-unquote, you know, sort of veneer of alternativeness, is the fact that the roles between mother and father are increasingly blurred. You know, my wife and I essentially, once the kid was done breastfeeding, we sort of performed the same function. You know, I there's no real distinction as to who does what. And so that, I think that's an ongoing sociological change as well, and it's one that I talk about in the book. And I think, a lot of the comedy in the book is drawn from that.
Matt in Manhattan wants to clear something up about the pasta with capers question.
Okay.
Matt, you're on WNYC.
Well, I just, when you said pasta with capers, my ears perked up because my kids actually do love pasta with olive oil and capers.
So does mine.
One of my kids doesn't like the capers so much.
But it had to occur to you in the first place to introduce your two-year-old to capers.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we call them little pickles, and he loves them. Listen, the reason that we do this is because we want them to have a broader palate, and we want them to experience something besides peanut butter and jelly and SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, my kid eats stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, we've taken our kid to, I live in L.A., and we've taken our kid to Chinatown and to Little Tokyo and, exposed him to, we're exposing him to as many different kinds of food as possible because we love food and we want to show our kid what good food is. And I imagine Matt's the same way.
Matt, thank you. Vesper in Newark, an alternative mom, I gather?
I guess so. I'm actually not in Newark, but I'm in Orange.
I'm sorry.
We are indie musicians. The band is called Ben and Vesper, and we're on a label with Danielson and Sufjan Stevens. And we have two kids and just trying to make the best go of it that we can, day to day, but definitely raising them to just kind of come along with our lives. And my son and I are making Lebanese whole grain bread right now, and so it's a little slice of our life.
There we go.
There we go.
We're all, yeah. So this is, I had no idea that I was actually tapping into a movement, so to speak. When I wrote the book, I was just, trying to get through every day as best I could. But, I'm a writer. My wife is a painter. Mm-hmm. And, we have, a sort of a certain set of cultural tastes. And we're trying to impart as many of them to our son as we can.
Well, what strikes me is that it's not just about imparting your taste to your kids, and Vesper, stay on, and you can tell me what you think about this too, but it's like, I think there's an old-fashioned notion of parenting, which is that before you have kids, you have to grow up in a certain sense of that word, which means stop living some kind of creative, interesting lifestyle that you may have been living as a young adult, and get a straight job and just start worrying about the mortgage and, the wallpaper color and things like that. And it's a rebellion against that, no?
Well, we still do worry about the mortgage or the rent or whatever.
Also, of course.
That's all there, all the usual panics about having a kid are still extant.
But without giving up the stuff that made your young adult life fun.
We made compromises, but
yes.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's a generational unwillingness to do that, and I think it's for the better. Honestly, I don't think it's going to hurt the kids at all. As long as the parents are able to sort of balance responsibility and fun, I don't see why. Vesper didn't give up her music career, and I haven't. I had a disastrous attempt to start a music career after my kid was born as a sort of a early midlife crisis. And, my wife hasn't stopped doing, paintings that are derived from like 50
right.
pinup art.
Except for the 21 hours a day that childcare demands.
Right, right.
Well, other than that, but then those 3 hours a day are golden.
They're yours. Vesper,
feel like, our lives have just begun since having kids. In fact, we have a lot more creative outlet. I think maybe because it means more to us now. It made a test of what was really important.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point. And I think that there's a lot of musicians now who are good musicians who are recording kids' music. There's definitely a movement afoot to, it's been mainstream for a while, but there are also sort of indie labels for kids popping up, and you've got parents who are sort of making their own clothes and making their own, making all kinds of stuff for kids. And, writing kids' books, and I think that this is going to because this generation of parents sort of came out of the indie rock and zine culture of the 80s and 90s, I think that those instincts are still within us. And having kids hasn't squelched that, if anything. And she's right. It's encouraged us to, find some joy and creativity in our lives.
Neil Pollack, author of Alternadad, with us for another few minutes on WNYC. And Deborah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you, Ryan?
Good, how you doing?
Great. I just had a comment for the author. I wondered if he could comment on the original alterna parents, the hippie parents of the 70s. I mean, this notion of alterna parents, I don't think is something that's radically new. I mean, I'm a product of hippie parents, and there were lots of other kids like myself, and, we grew up sort of outside the norm.
I think that's a good point. I think this alterna parenting, so to speak, is a aesthetic reaction to the uber parenting of the 80s and 90s, the sort of mommy and me, music class with kids aesthetic.
I like those music classes.
It's sort of a cycling back in a way to hippie parenting, but I don't think it's quite as easygoing. It's sort of a combination of sort of the laid backness of the hippie parents and sort of uber parenting, because there are more controls, I think, here. But I agree that there are definitely roots in a lot of people who are doing, this kind of parenting, and obviously it's a wide range of people who are, but I think a lot of them do come from, sort of from parents who were quote unquote hippies. I mean, my parents weren't at all, but I do think that, there is some cultural debt owed.
Deborah, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
so
Deborah.
Have you found yourself, Neil, at all turning into your dad, as so many people feel they do once they turn into parents?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly see it like when I'm, taking out the garbage, in my boxer shorts. and I take a look at myself and I'm like, oh my God, I'm just a hairy middle-aged man taking out his garbage. I think that's when I find myself, realizing what I've become. And then there's also, there are also times where I'm, telling my kid not to do something absurd when I realize, like, I'm using a stern voice,
And you thought, I never thought I would do that, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that definitely comes up from time to time. Or, it's like, sometimes it also occurs to me, like, when I'm doing paperwork, like when I'm filling out forms for the preschool or trying to deal with the healthcare bureaucracy, I'm like, what is this? What is this?
Right. 20 seconds left. How will you react if, after all this alterna indie rock parenting, your kid becomes a fan of the latest pop group or decides he loves McDonald's best of all?
Well, McDonald's is not an option, as long as he's under our care. But in terms of being a fan of the latest pop group, whatever. I mean, he's going to be a teenager, and that stuff's beamed directly into their brain. So my first concert was Huey Lewis.
When you're out of the house, you can eat that garbage. Okay, Neil Pollack, author of Alternadad, published by Pantheon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.